Again, I'd like to introduce the team who has prepared not just this workshop but another couple of events that makes the total New Year's preparation. So could the team come onto the stage, please?
Om Shanti.
I'm Juliana from Brazil.
I'm Sister Bren from Spain.
Georgina from the UK.
David from Australia.
And I'm Carmen from Australia. Today we are going to do three steps in order to prepare for the new year. The step of reviewing, the step of finishing, and then the step of affirming. So the workshop today will cover that in part, but then after lunch, which is a silent lunch, we're going to have a very special burning ceremony out on the terrace. So we'd like that also to be in silence if possible. So the timing of it will depend on Daddy Janky, when she comes and when we finish in here. But from here we will go to silent lunch, and then when you hear David Kulofsky blow his horn, the shell, you'll know that it's time to put down your spoons, even if you haven't finished your ice cream, and gather onto the terrace where we will have a burning pot, a yagya, and we will all gather around that yagya together, and then from there we'll explain what happens next. And then again tomorrow morning we have the special Amrit Vela, and we're going to, sometime during this workshop, rehearse the Amrit Vela process. Sound intriguing? Good. So let's begin with part one, which is reviewing the year 2006. Because a year can go past and we can just go, oh yeah, that was 2006. But when you look back in a little more detail, and perhaps some of you have been doing this already, but we're going to do it together. Individually, we're going to do some writing, and then there'll be another step after that. So does everyone have a pen and paper? If not, we have a few supplies here. If you need paper and pen, can you put your hand up, please? Oh, yes, there's some over here. Some brothers over here need paper. So what I'd encourage you to do is go month by month and think about things that happened physically, what you did in that month, and then you might think about your attitudes. I would also encourage you to look into the challenges in particular, because none of us is challenge-free, and those challenges hold great secrets for us. So just start to, if you can't remember the year, just start to jot down the major highlights, and from then you'll start to recollect smaller events, perhaps smaller achievements. So we're looking at the whole year. So we're going to take 15 minutes to do this, so you have quite a bit of time. So please start and make notes as much as you can about the year that was, 2006. And if you can remember what your New Year's resolution was from the previous New Year, jot that down also. So major events, major obstacles, major learnings that you discovered. 5 more minutes. Okay. If you haven't finished, perhaps you might want to continue it later in the day. But let's move on to another part of the process, for which you will need to work with a partner. So please make sure that you have someone with you who speaks the same language.
to go and sit with them. They need to go and sit with them.
Okay. So what we're going to do is share the year with our partner, but in a very special way. So we're going to take turns, one after the other, to speak. And each person is going to start with the phrase, I am grateful for, and then share something from the year. So it might be, I am grateful for being able to go to Murali class. I am grateful for my boss sacking me. I am grateful for whatever. So everything, whether it seems negative or positive, but that we should appreciate every little moment that the drama has given us. I'm grateful for that person irritating me all year. I'm grateful for... So everything becomes something wonderful. Because drama is wonderful, right? So we should be grateful for everything. This is what Baba's always telling us, to count our fortune. So we're going to take 10 minutes for this, so there'll be a lot of things to be grateful for. So one person says, I'm grateful for, and then the partner says, I am grateful for, and then back and forth. Everybody understand? So no gaps, just constantly, I am grateful for, I am grateful for, and we're going to do that for 10 minutes. Okay, that's a lot of gratitude. Off you go. Okay. So it's been a good year, huh? Okay. Could you all please stand up? Thank you. Now you have a task. You have to travel to the other side of the hall and find three people that you do not know, and to each person introduce yourself, I, the soul, am playing the role of your name, Carmen. I, the soul, am playing the role of David. So this is how you introduce yourself to three people that you do not know. Off you go. I, the soul, am playing the role of... So when you have met three people, please take your seat again. Now, we have established definitely that we've had a great 2006 with all its highs and all its lows. And we've also discovered that we have a wonderful family. So now let us go to stage two. So we've looked at the reviewing of the year. So now we're going to look at what it is we want to finish from the year that was. So I'm going to ask you to start a fresh sheet of paper and just draw a line down the middle of it. Okay. Now, to do this part of the process, it's a good idea to step into the stage of being a detached observer, so that you know that you, the soul, are playing the role. So now look at how you played the role, and particularly we're focusing now on any weaknesses that emerged this year. Things that didn't serve you and you would like to finish with. Any things you don't like about yourself, I guess, in simple terms, that you would like to finish. And just write them point by point on the left side of the page. Remembering to be very loving and detached observer. And you have 5 minutes for this. Okay, thank you. Now, Baba has been telling us quite a few times lately about the tale of I and my. So I thought we might first brainstorm what are some of the I and my that exist for a Brahman. For instance, we might have I said a very good point. Or for my, it might be my role. So there are many I's and there are many my's, so I'd love you to just call some out and we'll put them up to have a look at them. Okay, I did beautiful service. Yeah. And I know. Great. Another one? Sorry? My idea, big one. Sorry about my writing. Another one? It was me. I want. I need. I can't. I have to. Sorry? I want. Yeah, we have that one here. I won't. Okay, great. My talents. I am right. I do better. I do best. Sorry? I did, yeah. My service? Okay, I am in charge. I am lonely. Was that? I am lonely. What about my center? My country. What about my body? My fears, was that? Sorry, one here. My teacher, my sanskars, yeah. My teacher, my students. Wow, we've got a big list here. My sanskars, and that goes along with my nature. I did more. Sorry? I gave. And my children, someone said here. My tapasya. My right, was that? That's a good one anyway, my right. I found. Yes? I felt.
I
sound. Yes? Good. I am boss. I demand. I love and I hate. And here's my favorite. I am not good enough. My personal favorite. My house, money, car, my taste. Wow, no wonder Bubba's talking about having a tail. Look at them all. My abilities, we've got my talents here, so my talents and abilities. My responsibility. And another one, my personal favorite, my way. My fortune. My opinion. Yes. Okay. Well, as you can see, the list is just never ending. So, what we're going to do is go back to the paper that we've written on, and next to the column where you have written the things that you want to finish, it may not be one of this I or my, but see if you can put them all into I or my and find out, because Bubba says the root of everything is I and my, all our weaknesses. So translate all your weaknesses into an I or a my. Were you able to find an I and a my for everyone? Yes? Okay, did anyone find that there was one or two that kept coming up over and over again like a theme? One I or one my? Or were they all different? A few themes? Yeah. Okay. Ooh. So what we're coming to now is the second part, as we've been looking at what to let go of, but we're going to choose one or maybe two things now that we'd really like to finish. Georgina, did we hand everyone out the little slips? Yeah. So you should all have a little slip of paper that you were given. Does anyone not have one? There's some people who don't have one, so we'll bring some round. So could you please take a few moments to really focus on what you are determined to finish? And if possible, make it from the right-hand column, from the I and my column. Because you'll probably find that it has resonances in other parts of your life as well. Because as much as we have one or two major specialities, we tend to have one or two major themes that keep coming up to take us down as well. So just take a few moments, because we're going to make a promise to Baba. So you really want to be sure that you want to let go of this. And you're ready, then write on your piece of paper, Baba, I am finishing whatever it is that you're going to write. And don't fold the paper, just keep it flat. Thank you. So from Copper Age on, we have made many promises to God. Are you ready to make another one? So could you please hold your paper in your right hand? And could you all please stand? And holding your paper up, I'm going to ask you to all say aloud, Baba, this is yours. This is yours. Now scrunch it up. Okay. Thank you. Please take a seat. Now, this piece of paper is now Bubba's piece of paper. But you're going to look after it through lunch. What's going to happen after lunch, which, as you all remember, is a lunch in silence, because you'll be remembering that you've made a big, 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 big promise to Bubba. When you hear Dave Kolofsky playing his big shell that goes boop in the dining room, that is the signal for us all to silently gather out onto the terrace, where you will see a yagya. And flames will be licking out of the yagya, and hopefully the wind has subsided and we don't all choke on the fumes. And then what we're going to do is gather a few at a time. We're not quite sure how many, but we'll pace it out. Maybe 8, 12, 15, something like that, at a time. We'll gather around the yagya, and you'll find that in the middle of the yagya will be some of our yagya keepers, yagya protectors, who will signal to you to hold up your paper. And all the group that's in the middle around the yagya at the same time will hold up their paper and then throw it into the fire, and then you will be conducted to the outer of the circle, and the next group will be conducted in, and we will all together witness that we have finished with this. It's going to be very lovely, so long as the wind keeps down. Okay, so keep your scrunched up piece of paper somewhere safe and take it with you to lunch. Yeah. And each time the throwing will be accompanied by this bell. Okay. Do you like that idea? Good. Which brings us to part three of the year. So we've reviewed the year. We've selected what we're finishing from the year. Now it's time to create what we want to bring into 2007, which for those of you who are interested in numerology is a 9 year, which is a year of completion in a cycle of 1 to 9. 9 is a year of completion, so that's an exciting year. So what we're going to do now is create what we want to bring into the new year, but in the form of affirmations. Now, Bubba has been telling us again very recently to change our languaging, to no longer say, I'll try and become perfect, or I'm becoming perfect, or I'm going to do it. And Bubba's now saying, no, no more this language, I am. Right? He's been encouraging us to feel that we are complete now, to use very positive, very uplifting language. And this is also the language of affirmations. If I just wander over here a minute. Take too long. So the thing about affirmations is that they are in the present tense. I am. I have, I do, not I'm going to try and, or I will, or I would like to. But present tense, very affirming language. They are also in positive terms. So if you want to stop being angry, it's not, I am not angry anymore, but I am, and then whatever particular angle that you take on it, I am, I think it's time to meditate. I'm going to digress a moment and explain about tomorrow's Amrit Vela, because if Daddy comes, I might forget. So tomorrow morning, we're asking everyone to be seated in here by 3:45. If by any chance you come late, please come quietly through the back entrance. We're asking everyone to sit in the closest seat available. So rather than scattered all throughout the hall, if you could fill up from the front, and then the second row, then the third row. We're going to have six seniors giving drishti. And what we're going to do, because this is an Amrit Vela to focus on finishing the old and bringing in the new, row by row, the first row will stand up for 2 minutes and receive extra special power from the seniors and also from the rest of the gathering. David will signal that it's time to sit down, but there will also be candle bearers in every aisle, so they will also be available to signal that it's time to sit down. And when that row sits down, then the next row will stand up for 2 minutes. And at that time, the seniors will be focusing on that row to give power to your finishing and to your affirming. And the rest of the gathering will also be giving you that energy. And so we will work backwards through the Amrit Vela. Okay? Do you like this idea? You may find that the row in front of you, you think, oh, I can't see, but the seats are all such that you should be able to still get a view to at least one of the seniors while the row directly in front of you is standing, okay? So I hope that will be okay. It should work out beautifully. So we'll pass the Amrit Vela time with one row standing, then 2 minutes, the next row, 2 minutes, the next row, and so on. So please all come and fill in the rows at the front, okay? So, back to affirmations. So affirmations are in the present tense. The language of affirmations is very important. They are also positive. So as we were saying, if you feel like I've had enough of anger in my life, it wouldn't be that I am no longer angry. The positive would be to affirm that I am a peaceful soul, or a gentle soul, or a respectful soul. Whatever it is that you feel is the root of your anger, then find the positive way of putting that. So it's there's never a I am not in an affirmation. It's always I am, or I do, or I have. Try and make them very powerful statements, and they can be quite specific. Now here's a challenge. If you'd like to be creative, you might want to write them as rhyming affirmations. I'll give you an example, because I've used some this year, and they're very powerful that way because you can always remember them. The first one that I used for this year was, I am Baba's loveling child, my future's very bright, my father is responsible, and I am double light. So I can always remember that affirmation because I made it rhyme, okay? I'm willing to release the need to always have my way. I act, I don't react, and I feel peaceful through the day. So like this. So sometimes if you really feel you just cannot say I am, then you might put I'm willing, because at least that is a positive step towards it. But if you can, just make it really, really positive statements, just like Baba's been saying in the Murali, and might even say on the 31st again. So we'll be one step ahead of Baba. Okay, So we have the rest of the workshop to work on these affirmations until Daddy joins us. So is everyone clear? Present tense, positive, powerful, as specific as you want. I'm driving a red Ferrari. So this time is yours to create your 2007. Oh, just one other thing you might want to include, which is another thing that Bubba's been saying. If you can, to not just say I, but always I the soul, which is what Bubba said in a recent Avyakt Murli. I the soul am.